From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It was a dramatic day today in Cleveland for John Demjanjuk. He is an 89-year-old former auto worker who's accused of Nazi war crimes. Demjanjuk was taken into custody this afternoon by U.S. immigration officials to be deported and to face charges in Germany. But as Mari Saito of member station WCPN in Cleveland reports, a last-minute court ruling added a fresh twist to the case, and he's been released.
Early this afternoon, U.S. immigration officials carried John Demjanjuk out of his Yellow Ranch home in suburban Cleveland in a wheelchair. The Ukrainian immigrant has been fighting charges that he worked as a Nazi prison camp guard for 32 years now. An Israeli court sentenced him to death in 1988, naming him as the notorious prison guard Ivan the Terrible. But last-minute evidence from the former Soviet Union proved those charges wrong. Then, in 2001, the U.S. government charged that Demjanjuk actually worked at a different death camp, Sobibor, in Poland. German prosecutors issued a warrant for his arrest, naming him as accessory to the murder of at least 29,000 people. Case Western Reserve University war crimes expert Michael Scharf says the Demjanjuk case is remarkable.
There's never been an extradition or deportation case in the history of any country that has ever gone on this long.
Demjanjuk's son drove clear across Ohio today to stop the deportation, claiming his father was too ill to travel, and a stay was granted. The Demjanjuk's pastor, John Nakonachny, was amazed at the latest turn in the case.
Unbelievable. So they're going to take him back home and wait for another judge or a series of courts. I believe it's all in God's hands at this stage.
Demjanjuk and his family have long proclaimed his innocence. Demjanjuk's attorney in Munich had said he was expecting his new client tomorrow. For NPR News, I'm Mari Saito in Cleveland.